Announced by Governor Cuomo in his 2011 State of the State Address, the Cleaner, Greener Communities program is administered by the New York State Energy Research and Development Authority. A coalition of Capital Region municipalities and organizations has received NYSERDA funding to create a regional sustainability plan for 8 counties: Albany, Columbia, Greene, Rensselaer, Saratoga, Schenectady, Warren, and Washington. Doug Melnick is Director of Planning for the City of Albany, the lead municipality for the project.
So it's really a comprehensive approach to looking at the 8-county region and also looking at how all those different aspects interconnect. I think the City of Albany's interest in this is it really furthers our goals. We just recently adopted our Albany 2030 Comprehensive Plan this past April, that has a very strong focus on sustainability.
Mike Tucker is president and CEO of the Center for Economic Growth.
Well, certainly there's a lot of low-hanging fruit in the region that both businesses and individuals can implement to use less resources and to begin the education and evolution that will result in the more broader concepts of smart growth and other types of regional sustainability development plans that we want to put in place as guides and to live by as we move forward.
Tucker defines sustainability as simply, quote, good common sense practices that both businesses and individuals can implement on the short term, leading to, in the long term, developing a strategy and a roadmap
that people, both in business and in their personal lives, can use as best practices and as a checklist to be sure that that process continues to ensure that we have the resources and the sustainable environment that we will need for our children and our grandchildren.
The Greener Communities panel will participate in 3 public workshops: Monday, October 1st at Union College in Schenectady, Tuesday the 2nd at the Fort Ann School District in Fort Ann, and Wednesday the 3rd at Columbia Green Community College in Hudson. The meetings run from 7 to 9 p.m., focusing on topics including but not limited to land use and livable communities, water, transportation, energy, and climate adaptation. Doug Melnick says he is impressed by the level of public participation to date.
One of the best times to plan is during an economic downturn, and really being prepared for when things pick up. And so I think this plan will really provide that framework to really benefit the region. I think the one thing that I would just like to point your listeners to, that if they want to participate and get more information, they can go to sustainablecapitalregion.org. And there's information on the project, information on the meeting dates, and there's also a link to the online workspace where people can actually participate online without having to attend the meeting.
Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Dave Lucas.